Now, Abbeyfield Archer House in Billericay was purpose-built and opened by the Princess Royal in 1986. It has 10 rooms and is situated near the High Street, close to the main shopping area with all its amenities. Abbeyfield provides sheltered accommodation for fit and able elderly residents to help combat loneliness and isolation by offering a community environment. Yvonne Kint is Chair of Trustees for Abbeyfield Archer House, and Yvonne, joins me now. Welcome, Yvonne.
Thanks, Rob.
Good to see you again. It's been a few years since you've been here, isn't it?
Well before the pandemic,
I think. Well, you've been in several times talking about Rotary and mainly the Christmas market.
That's right.
But you've moved on to Pastures New, haven't you? So what's the Abbeyfield story and how did it all begin?
Well, it's a really interesting story. I'm relatively new to this, Bob, so I'm still on a learning curve with it. But the story begins in 1955 with a fellow called Richard Carr Gom, who'd been with the Royal Berkshire Regiment and Coldstream Guards for 16 years before he resigned and volunteered as Britain's first male home help.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
But in his work, what he found was that the people he was helping, their needs were less material needs and more a question of loneliness, that people were lonely.
Yeah.
So he used part of his army gratuity or retirement payoff, and he bought a house, the first house in 1955 in Bermondsey.
Right.
Anyway, that proved to be such a success, he used the rest of his money and bought a second house. And as word spread, he began to receive offers of donations and help from the public. So he bought more houses and then formally set up the Abbeyfield Society in 1956. So it was quite quick work, really, within the space of just over a year.
Yeah, I mean, that first house, he really just sort of dragged people off the street to come and live there.
Well, it was interesting. What he did was he invited two old neighbours, a lady and a gentleman, to live with him, and it just proved such a success, as I say, that he recognised that this was a formula that might work on a more widespread level.
What an amazing charity.
Yes.
So 1986, Abbeyfield came to Billericay. So who is Archer House for then?
Well, that's a good question, because I think if people do know about Archer House, and I believe it's Billericay's hidden gem, so many people don't really know that it's there. In theory, it's there for anybody over 55 who wants to downsize, who wants to live with some sort of companionship, or who no longer feels able to continue living alone in their own home. That's essentially who it's for. And what it does is, as I say, provide an opportunity for communal living, albeit independently.
And I mean, I've never been there, but I've had a look at the website and seen some photos on there. And it looks beautiful, manicured gardens lots of facilities. Now, sheltered accommodation then. So what does that involve?
Well, I think this is an area that people find quite confusing, because there's assisted living, there's sheltered living, and there are big differences, actually. The first thing I'll say is that it's not care. So Archer House is definitely not a care home. But sheltered housing usually offers you your own private space to enjoy later life, usually, combined with the peace of mind that there's somebody on hand to support you with various things. And, you know, if you choose to live in an Abbeyfield home, it means you can maintain your independence in the comfort of your own room, with the opportunity to enjoy other people's company and communal activities.
Sounds wonderful. Mm. So what facilities do you have on site?
Oh, it's actually, and in fact, we've arrived at a stage where we're investing quite a lot of money now into the infrastructure. So we've got a very nice garden with very well-placed benches so that people could just sit and enjoy the sun. There's a new barbecue and seating area that proved very popular this summer. We have a hairdressing room and a member of staff who can do hair, so that's marvellous. Now, the emphasis is very much on community, so there are lots of optional activities that serve to bring residents together. So we do a lot of crafts, puzzles, bingo, quiz afternoons, film afternoons. We've got Netflix, so what more do you need? We have exercise mornings, music. We have lovely singers that come to give us an afternoon's entertainment. We have quiz evenings where both residents and their families are welcome to attend. And in the summer, we have a fundraising summer fair where the money raised goes into our social fund that actually helps fund all these extracurricular activities that we do.
Yeah, it sounds absolutely amazing. What about the accommodation itself? I believe each resident has their own room, don't they?
They do, yeah. And we've got, as you said in your introduction, we've got 10 rooms, and at the moment, each with their own toilet and wash basin. Okay. There are 3 communal wet rooms where people can, where people shower, obviously. Yeah. But the very important message I'd like to get across is that we're currently in the process of upgrading the rooms so that every room, we're hoping ultimately, will have, instead of just a toilet and a wash basin, it have toilet, wash basin, and a shower. So it'll be effectively a wet room. And I think that's the least people expect in this day and age, you know. Yeah. But there's all in each room, there's also a small kitchen area that has a fridge, so that residents can prepare their own breakfast, which, incidentally, is the only meal they have to think about because everything else is provided.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, of course, another really important feature of Archer House is, again, as you mentioned in your introduction, that it's literally a stone's throw from the high street. So right. Several of our residents enjoy going to the shops or going to meet people for coffee, you know, because it's very, very accessible for people on foot.
That sounds perfect. Sounds lovely. What about the big question, the cost to the residents? Is it expensive?
Well, Bob, I honestly can't tell you.
Okay.
What good value?
Oh, right. Oh, I thought you couldn't tell me at all.
I'm certainly going to tell you because that's one of the most important things.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's in the news now about care and the cost of care for elderly relatives. And personally, perhaps I shouldn't be saying this, but I find it extortionate that people are paying, you know, over thousands of pounds a week for care. Archer House's residents pay, the current monthly rent is just over £1,400 per month.
And this includes meals and all bills?
Almost everything. Yeah. It includes all your energy costs, the delicious home-cooked food, which comprises morning coffee and biscuits, lunch and afternoon tea. And the only extra bills that residents have to pay is for the phone line, which is essential for the care line facility that all residents have. Yes, and just again, other facilities that come into that that rental. We've recently upgraded the Wi-Fi provision, which means if residents want to, they can have an Alexa in there or an Alexa show, which is really useful because we have 2 or 3 residents whose only family live abroad.
Right.
And you know, they can just drop in.
Absolutely.
In inverted commas. So, you know, they can actually see their relatives and their family, which I think is a fabulous amazing facility to have. Mustn't forget the communal spaces that, as I speak, are being decorated.
Okay.
I was in there this morning. Again, in the cost, and I still can't believe this, the toilets and the wash basins and the communal spaces are cleaned. That comes in the price. If the residents want their rooms cleaned and bed changed, then there is an optional, very reasonable facility of asking, of getting somebody to come in and do that for them. But actually, we find a lot of the residents prefer to do that, and their families prefer to do that for themselves, because it kind of is still a gesture towards independence.
Absolutely,
you know. So do you have any vacancies at the moment? I'm getting interested. Well, I've got my name down.
Right.
No, we have a couple of vacancies at the moment, basically because ultimately and sadly residents do move on as they require more care to keep them safe. So we do have a couple of vacancies at the moment.
Okay, but, was begging my next question.
Yes.
You know, what happens if an elderly resident begins to get to need personal care?
Well, that's a really, really good question because that allows me now to kind of explain the difference. As I said earlier, we're not a care home, but residents are perfectly free to organise any additional additional care that they'd need. So we have carers for one or two residents coming in three times a day.
Okay.
Obviously, that would be at their own cost. But, I mean, they can carers can come and go as they please. They've got their own key. So that is a really easy thing to set up.
Yeah.
And the thing is, at this point, what I really want to stress is, although we're not a care home, I don't think I've ever come across such a team of dedicated, caring people as the staff.
Mm.
We have a manager, we have two deputy managers, we have two ladies who keep the areas clean. Mm. And it often brings a tear to my eye when I see just how much they're involved in the general care of people, looking out for them and making sure they're safe.
Yeah, the care and the love is there.
It really is, it really is.
Okay. So, Abbeyfield is a charity, so you must do fundraising and you must use volunteers. So, tell us all about that. What do the volunteers do and how do you raise funds?
Well, it's Abbeyfield itself is a charity, but it has several models of care. And as far as Archer House is concerned, we're very largely self-supporting thanks to the rental income.
Okay.
So we fund ourselves through our rent.
Okay.
And we're obviously not for profit because we're a charity.
Yeah.
Although we do try to raise a little bit of money at our annual summer fete, which is really well attended and people enjoy enormously. But the money raised from that goes into our social fund, and that funds all the activities that we do.
Lovely.
Yes.
Yeah, smashing. So do you have volunteers at
all
there?
Well, we do.
Yeah.
And in fact, that's how I started out as a volunteer.
Right, yeah.
And again, was just so impressed with the atmosphere there and the attitudes there that, you know, that was when I became a trustee, really.
Right.
But I think it's a testimony to what we do that two of our current volunteers who volunteer in the garden and just generally sort of light repairs. The father of one of them was actually a resident until sadly he passed away relatively recently. But they are so committed to the Abbeyfield model that they are very, very willing and take great delight in helping us out as volunteers. But of course, we're always delighted to accept volunteers, so really just get in touch.
Okay,
yes.
Smashing. Well, so if anyone would like to inquire about becoming a resident or about helping with fundraising and volunteering, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, the address is Laindon Road, which is literally just on the outskirts of Billericay. It's opposite the fire station and next to Emmanuel Church.
Okay.
So just to give people an idea of where it is.
Yeah.
You can phone on 01277 626 390. I'm assuming that might go on your website. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll put all the details on there.
Lovely. And then we have a website, which is abbeyfield-archer-house.com. And you get all the information that you need there.
Smashing. Mm. Absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you for telling us all about that, Yvonne. I expect I'll see you at the Christmas market, won't I?
I hope so,
Bob.
Yeah,
looking forward to it this year?
Very much. I always do. It's a lovely occasion for Billericay.
Oh, yeah, we usually end up bumping into each other there, don't we? Yeah. All right, well, I'll buy you a drink if I see
you. Smashing, I'll hold you to that, Bob. Thank you.
All right, Yvonne, thank you so much. Everything about that will be up on the Phoenix FM website later on today.
Thanks so much.
All
thank
the best.
You.
Cheers.